This is the Texas Standard.
It's a busy moment for the Texas delegation and all of Capitol Hill as the long-promised Republican repeal and replace of Obamacare nears a Thursday zero-hour vote in the House. Is this really the denouement and the health care back and forth, or could everything unravel by this time tomorrow? There's a little evidence for both, actually. Kevin Diaz has the latest. He's Washington correspondent for the Houston Chronicle. Welcome.
Great to be with you.
Yeah, you've reached out to several members of Congress, I know. Is the Texas delegation four square behind this plan?
I would say about half of them are willing to say so, at least in advance. It's always hard to get a commitment right up to on the 11th hour of a vote, because once you say yes, you've sort of given up any kind of bargaining leverage that you may otherwise have. But we surveyed the entire GOP delegation yesterday. About half of them responded, so that's about a dozen, 15 or so. And of those, we got a half dozen who said we're not committed. Now, some of them may be leaning yes, but they're still saying publicly they're not on board yet. The only hard no is Louie Gohmert of Tyler, member of the Freedom Caucus, who's been pretty outspoken.
So what has he said? Is there anything that might make him or might incline him to vote yes on this bill, or is it just it's a non-starter?
Well, it's just a bridge too far. For Gohmert and a lot of the hard right conservatives, they want the entire regulatory framework of Obamacare gone. Specifically, they want the insurance mandates gone. Now, they don't always use this language, but included in that is getting rid of the protections for pre-existing conditions, which are pretty popular with the public and, frankly, with a lot of moderate and centrist Republicans. So it's a pretty deep divide there.
Yeah. You mentioned mandates. The one many Republicans dislike most, that individual mandate where there's a tax penalty for no coverage. In this plan, it doesn't look like any more tax penalty, but a big surcharge for dropping coverage then re-enrolling. So some see these mandates as not really going away.
No, they don't. Not in this first phase. You have to remember they're pitching this as a three-phase process. The first phase is just what they can get by through the Senate without a Democratic filibuster. So that shackles them somewhat, and that's what they're asking for forbearance on with their conservative counterparts. It's like, trust us, we're just doing what we can now, and we'll get to the real heavy lifting later. But that's not what they ran on. They ran on full and immediate repeal of Obamacare,
right,
period,
right.
Full stop.
Uh-huh.
And so a lot of these conservatives are saying this doesn't quite do the trick.
President Trump was on Capitol Hill yesterday. A lot was made of that on the evening news and this morning's news programs. Hard sell on this bill. Do you think he changed any minds?
I question that. Yeah, it's a ritual on Capitol Hill. The president comes out and everybody backslaps each other and shakes hands and smiles and they joke.
But it was the first time we had a chance to see Donald Trump in this role.
Yeah, yeah. And this is what this is Donald Trump as advertised. This was, the closer, the deal maker,
right,
who we all thought, that was going to be the positive side of Donald Trump. But, in the House, in the end, I mean, they're answerable to their constituents. And, Republicans from uber conservative districts aren't going to go back and say, yeah, I compromised because Donald Trump asked me to. A lot of conservatives were deeply suspicious of Trump. They didn't think he was a real limited small government conservative when he was running for president.
We don't have much time left, but I want to ask about the House Ways and Means Chairman, Kevin Brady, out of Texas, from the Woodlands. He was trying to lay out some changes to the bill, hoping to get more of his colleagues on board. You remember those changes and how many of them stuck?
Yeah, well, this is a classic maneuver in Congress, adding sweeteners at the end to try and bring over recalcitrant holdouts.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really threading the needle. I mean, to oversimplify, he's trying to throw a few bones out there for the conservatives. We're gonna get rid of more of the Obamacare taxes faster. We're gonna get to the Medicaid rollbacks quicker. But he also needs to placate some centrists and moderates, if I can call them that, the Republicans, who are worried about throwing people off the insurance rolls. And so he also threw in some more money to help people buy health insurance. So he's trying to placate both sides, but the more you give to one side, the more you lose on the other. So that's the box that they're in.
Okay, so if you had to wager a vote tomorrow, how do you see it playing out?
Right now, boy, I'm not a betting man. Right now, 24 hours out, I don't think it looks very good for them. I would not be surprised if they cancel this vote, because one thing everybody has to understand is, you know, you don't hold votes in Congress unless you're sure you're going to win them.
Right.
And so if they cancel tonight, that means they didn't get enough votes.
Very interesting. We'll be watching it. So will Kevin Diaz, Washington correspondent for the Houston Chronicle. Kevin, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us.
Thanks for having me.